We continue our education prayer focus. Today we are going to seek the Lord like the disciples for courageous faith for both staff and students, parents, and anybody else that comes onto the campus or has access to it. From the littlest toddler to the college student, we pray for them to have courageous faith. Staff, students on every campus. Consider Peter and John, who after getting out of prison for sharing their faith and having been hurt for it, they asked God to speak his words again, but with greater boldness. As a result, the Lord granted their request and the church grew. Imagine what would happen on campuses across our county, as some are experiencing, if we pray for the believers to have courage to share their faith with boldness. So, Father, we thank you for this opportunity to pray. We thank you that the disciples prayed this prayer, and we come alongside and pray the same. It is your word, and we know it will not return empty. So, Father, we pray for every person that calls himself a believer on every campus, every student, every staff member, every administrative person, every faculty, every parent, and every visitor that frequents the schools for service or work. We pray that you will grant them boldness, that just like the day that you said to wait upon the Holy Spirit, and you would fill them with your Spirit to be your witnesses to Jerusalem, Samaria, Judea, and the uttermost parts of the earth. We pray that you would give them that same boldness, the same that Peter and John asked for, where you filled the room and shook it, and they went out and preached the gospel with boldness, and the church grew. We pray that people will come to know Christ in every pocket of the campuses, in every area, that it will be contagious. We pray that they will be able to do this despite any threats, any oppositions, that you would work through them just like you did with the early disciples. Father God, we thank you for this group that teaches, instructs, and empowers young people and staff how to have courageous faith, that there are many groups across the country. We pray for more of them to pop up and more at the schools, for churches to take that ignition and go into the schools. And even more importantly, we're grateful for the scriptures that show them that even though they had this persecution, that this is the first thing they prayed for. We thank you, Father, that you agreed with and wanted this to happen and gave them great boldness, even though they had been bold before. So God, we pray for everyone to be able to stand out and be different, that they would look like servants, like even the Son of Man who didn't come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many, that they would look for ways to put their self aside and love the ones around them through their actions, through acts of kindness, through their language, that they would look different than other teenagers and kids and teachers and faculty. May they have armadillo skin that keeps them, Lord, from going astray, that keeps them from being hurt, that it can push back what the people are saying and stand strong in despite it. You would grant them confidence, courage, and strength to stay the course. May they come together with other Christians and find solidarity and encouragement. Help them to invite people to their church or to a youth group or to a Bible study or to start one on campus or to look at something on social media that is powerful. We pray, God, that you would use they would use the resources and be creative in ways that they could share their testimony despite opposition they might encounter. We pray for a hedge of protection around those that would be bold enough to use any resource, including their own mouth. We pray further, Lord, that they would be resilient and would not give up. Give them endurance to not stop until you return, and that they would see great success in their efforts. And then lastly, Father, we pray that they would be able to intercede and petition their classmates, teachers, administration, and other people on campus that come in and visit. We pray, Father, there would be such a change on campuses. And we just thank you and praise you. We are going to celebrate in advance for what you're going to do and the fire of God will come upon every campus, over every staff and student in the county of San Bernardino, in the mighty name of Jesus.